Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. I'm Casper Layton. One major area of speculation and uncertainty since the US election has been US-China relations. I'm joined by Andrew Gillam, who is Control Risks Director of Analysis for China and North Asia. Clearly, Andy, it's very early days, but how worried should investors be about all the trade war talk at this point?
Well, to give you the good news, bad news answer, and I'm talking mainly here from the Chinese perspective, I think there's a real risk of underestimating the amount of uncertainty in the situation right now, insofar as the US-China relationship was already on quite a worrying trajectory even before the US election. That sense of a win-win economic-based relationship was already starting to come undone. And there's really a huge gulf now in perceptions on some fundamental issues in terms of who wins from the bilateral relationship these days. And I think in a lot of ways, Donald Trump is not so much a revolutionary game changer to this, but a real catalyst for some of the more negative trends that were already there in terms of US-China relations. So China, I think, actually underestimates how different Trump may be from previous US presidents that have come in talking tough on China. There's a risk as well that I think the new administration in the US underestimates how resilient China might be to the kind of pressure that they would like to put on it. And perhaps more than anything for the 2017 outlook, I think both Donald Trump and Xi Jinping face a lot of pressure this year to, if you like, the way I've put it sometimes, is out strongman each other and out unpredictable each other. In Trump's case, because of how tough he talked on the campaign, and in Xi Jinping's case because of the Communist Party Congress coming up this year. So we really don't discount the real risk of things getting quite nasty and confrontational, particularly on the trade front. But certainly on the more positive side, the most likely scenario in, let's say, the next 6 months is definitely, in our view, a much more limited, contained and targeted type of actions from both sides. And that's not so much to doubt Donald Trump's intent to get tougher on China, but it's taking into account the very real practical constraints on the options open to him in terms of punitive trade action and restrictions. It's also taking into account the fact that China, for all the strongman image around Xi Jinping, still really prizes stability, particularly in the Party Congress year. And I think fundamentally still takes the view that Donald Trump is a leader who is fundamentally rational, a businessman as he's portrayed in China, and can be dealt with a combination of limited accommodation and periodic focused deterrent by China. So I think we'll see a lot of limited skirmishing, if you like, in the language of trade wars, and a very limited war with no uncontained escalation. And from our perspective, this isn't all about tariffs and trade war. The things that actually we're suggesting to clients is the more immediate focus should be some of the more tactical, practical and regulatory related actions on the ground that China's likely to take in the next few months to make its point and push back against what the US might be doing.
So just picking up on that last point, you've done a great depiction of the big picture stuff as it's likely to unfold over the next year. How does this actually impact on foreign companies operating in China? What are the practical implications of this sort of grand maneuvering?
We're basing some of our expectations partly on the signs that we're seeing on an unofficial, informal level, if you like, in China, and also on what we've seen companies facing in previous disputes, Japan, Norway, going back a little further, France, right now, Korea, are some of the examples. One of the things that have characterized some of those disputes is the use of, if you like, regulatory harassment. So that's been things ranging from investigations on antitrust or pricing issues. In the recent issues with Korea, there's been surprise tax or safety inspections, problems with customs or licensing and approval. There's a huge range of tools that China has to make life difficult for foreign investors. And I think the Chinese authorities are pretty sensitive to the risk of actually deterring foreign investment, particularly from US companies at the moment. But they also see foreign companies as an effective and relatively low risk way to demonstrate their ability to inflict economic costs in these disputes, and a way to push back against the kind of tools that the US could use. And I do strongly expect that we'll see some of that in the next few months from China. The reason that's particularly significant is because it coincides with an existing trend that's already been around for a few years now in China, which is a very significant increase in genuine, legitimate regulatory enforcement, which is in its infancy in China and causes its own set of problems for foreign companies across everything from anti-corruption and action on commercial bribery, through the pricing investigations that I mentioned, environment, all sorts of issues that companies are having to deal with. And I think those two trends are going to coincide and cause some headaches for US and also some other foreign companies in China in this year.
Okay, so stepping back to the longer term outlook again, what are some of the key things you'll be watching in the next few months for signs of what's to come?
Well, generally speaking, we feel like China is still very much in wait and see mode, and so probably the first indicators are going to come from the US side. So a lot of that comes down to where on the spectrum of options the new administration in Washington chooses to pitch its actions against China. So we would certainly be watching for and expecting an intensification of the use of the kind of measures that we've already seen an increase in under the Obama administration. And that's things like anti-dumping and countervailing duties investigations, safeguards. The things that we would look to that might suggest that a more worrying scenario is emerging would be things like use of some of the less precedented tools that are potentially open to the new administration. So, without going into too much jargon, some of the sections and acts under previous legislation have not been used for a long time that would require a very broad or liberal interpretation by the new administration to go after China in a somewhat more damaging and more controversial way, which would be much more likely to provoke a stronger reaction from China. We would also look to see some moves by the new administration to change or bring new legislation to strengthen the options open to it, or for signs of frustration with the legal and legislative constraints on action. And the big area that might play out is if it looks more to the security and regional geopolitical sphere to, if you like, push China's buttons. And that's where things could get a little more difficult to predict and contain. Obviously, Taiwan, the South China Sea issues, North Korea related issues. There's a lot of areas there where China is more sensitive and may feel more obligated to react strongly than if it's purely a case of targeted trade actions.
So, given this heightened risk and uncertainty, what would you say are some of the key implications in terms of constructive responses that are open to businesses that have China exposure?
Well, at the moment, one of the obvious ones is, of course, an increase in the emphasis, I think, on very, very closely monitoring these developments and doing it in a more systematic and targeted way, which is focused on the kind of vulnerability points that particular businesses might have. I think more generally, there's been a need for quite a while now, probably at least since 2013 under the current government in China, if you like, put political and policy and regulatory factors more front and center in thinking about companies' overall China strategy. And I think there's some recognition of that, but it hasn't necessarily filtered through in a lot of cases to the way that companies actually operate. So that goes into, as I mentioned, assessments and awareness of points of vulnerability to things like regulatory scrutiny or action, and also looking at how integrated different functions and perspectives are within a company, that's the headquarters and local level, or between different functions. For example, when it comes to dealing with the kind of regulatory issues that I touched on, which are for several reasons now becoming more of a threat to companies, that means integrating the political risk and strategic perspectives with government affairs functions, compliance considerations about crisis management and planning. There's all sorts of different areas there which in a lot of cases traditionally in China have not been particularly well integrated and not approached very strategically. That I think those are all a key area for attention now, even in a relatively benign scenario for US-China relations.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Andrew Gillam, Control Risks Director of Analysis for China and North Asia, thanks very much. And thanks for listening to this podcast from Control Risks.